Before we get into this episode, I want to let you know that tickets to The One, which is our two-day in-person leadership experience, are now available at early bird pricing. So if you're in Australia or New Zealand, then you're absolutely going to want to check this out. The One is designed to expand leadership capacity with big shifts reported from participants in confidence, communication, directiveness, solutions thinking, decision making, and even conflict resolution. You can check out the case studies over on the website of people who have already done this event and the results they experienced across multiple areas of their lives months later.
It has just been such a catalyst for change.
That's been more impactful, and I've had more revelations and light bulb moments go off than anything that I've ever looked at.
I feel like my perspective has completely shifted. It's been life-changing for me.
Do yourself a favor and get this locked in for yourself before prices go up. Grab your tickets to one of the events in either Australia or New Zealand over at theoneliveevent.com. It's also linked below. Welcome to the Lead a New Future podcast. I'm Kate Ruby Aroha, a senior leadership trainer with close to two decades of experience. The leadership I'm about is one that values respect and transparency while harnessing our ability to effect change. With a clinical background, I've worked within highly acclaimed leadership teams in the health sector of New Zealand before spending a decade facilitating advanced leadership experiences across multiple countries. And here's the thing about leadership. Leadership is just as important within our homes as it is within every level of our community, teams, and organizations. In this podcast, you'll find a variety of conversations that connect to our leadership and our lives, where we can impact what matters, where it matters. Let's get into it. Kia ora everyone, welcome to this conversation. I've got a lot to say. I want to talk about that place where we're either leading in a really healthy way and what that looks like in terms of being able to build strong pathways forward versus getting stuck in sort of like this, I'm going to say self-sacrificing leadership, but it can really sort of hint into also martyrdom. And we don't actually realize it. So I'm going to talk about all of that. I also want to talk about those moments that we can get to where we're frustrated. They could even be a bit of a breaking or a cracking point. And using those moments to actually build new pathways moving forward. So I want to talk about all of that because the risk actually is in those moments that we actually misinterpret them and we make them mean something about us, or we make them mean something about what's possible within what we're doing, and we sort of resign ourselves to the level of unworkability or frustration or whatever it is that we're doing, and that kind of almost like seals the fate of more of the same in that area. So, you know, these moments that we get kind of pushed up against, almost like pushing, I've got in my head like a vision of pushing your face up against the glass, you know, like we're sort of pushed up against them. These moments can squeeze us to pop out into a new level of thinking if we allow that moment to do it. But, you know, I think this is really where the leadership comes in. The leadership comes in when we have real capacity within us as a leader. Those moments can squeeze us into new levels of thinking where we can build new pathways. Or if we haven't really developed that muscle, those moments become moments where we just sign our fate. We resign ourselves to, this isn't possible. It's very hard for me, X, Y, Z. And then that becomes the future because we don't see any more options. And, you know, like I said, the fate is essentially signed. So I want to talk about all of that. Also, I'm going to share some things about our experiences, and I'm going to share a moment where I had a bit of a cracking moment, a bit of a breaking point where I was just like, fuck, this is not okay for the next 10 years. Something else is needed here because I'm not okay with this, and XYZ. So I'm going to talk about that because I do think it's important that we actually hear that other people go through these things and that it's not that you just get to a place where everything is just completely smooth sailing, that there are definitely different obstacles and seasons that we all face. But the leadership piece of it, this is why I talk about leadership all the motherfucking time, the leadership piece of it, leadership is the thing that allows us to navigate those things with a lot more bandwidth, right? The more bandwidth for the journey, but also more bandwidth for creating solutions. Because what we don't want to do is just have this kind of like power through mentality that we've built the muscle to do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. But what we actually end up doing in that is that we step over things that are actually unworkable because we're just so good at powering through. So I want to talk about all of that. Now, in the last episode, if you haven't listened to that last conversation, I talked about some things that were quite relevant to what this conversation is. So if you actually haven't listened to that last conversation, go and listen to it. You might listen to it after this or now, whatever, but go and listen to it. There was a lot in it, including what I shared was how at our last event, to produce our last event, which was called She, and the one is an evolved on version of that, we sold three houses, our family home and our two rental properties. We sold them to financially fund it. And that wasn't an easy decision. It was actually, if I'm being honest, quite a painful decision for us to make. And we did it. So go and listen to that episode. There's also a lot of commentary in that last episode about some things I'm seeing that really frustrate me, that have very much spurred me and galvanized me in quite a new direction. So go listen to the whole thing. All right, but let's get into this conversation. I want to share about some of the actual experiences that I've had in recent times, like in the last many months. And honestly, like there's a little part of me, a little voice in my head that's like, oh, don't, you know, it sounds very, woe is me. And that's not really the intention here. But I want to, you know, give the context. So I'm just going to voice that and then I can not be concerned about that and just tell you how it was for me. Okay. So a while back, I was actually feeling really heavy, super heavy with holding these events. They take a lot. I can't understate how much they take and they require to pull off and to produce these events. I mean, one, we're still funding them financially. The price of the tickets don't cover the costs, unfortunately. But we, again, what I'm going to talk about in this is, you know, the pathways forward that I've actually developed because of this sort of breaking point that I got to. That's financially, but also it's the fact that, you know, 3/4 of the year, we spend most of our time or a good chunk of our time focused on the events. And that's unsustainable over the next 10 years. That's the context and the reality of what we are dealing with at the moment and what we are experiencing in order to produce these events. But also, you know, at the same time, we know exactly why we want to do them. We have a very clear vision for the next 10 years in terms of what we want to contribute to and strengthening leadership individually for people throughout our communities, within families, within homes, within organizations, etc. Because it all comes down to personal leadership, and this is what we can uniquely contribute to, and we can see what we can do over the next 10 years and we're committed to it. And the moment that I got to a while back was feeling really heavy, and the heaviness had kind of been creeping up, and I'm pretty damn good at just at reframing things and showing up and doing things. And so that heaviness had been there in the background for quite a bit, but I just, you know, kept on doing it and, you know, supporting myself, etc. But then there was a moment where it got quite a bit, and I just thought one afternoon, it was about 1 p.m., you know what, I'm just going to put all of my tools down. I'm going to go have a nice shower, put my pajamas on. I'm out. I'm off to bed until tomorrow. And so I did that, and it just felt like exactly what I needed, and it felt so good. But I went and hopped into bed. We've got a whānau WhatsApp group with our, you know, me and Henari and the kids. And I sent a message there and I was like, Mum's out. See yous tomorrow. Hopping into bed for the rest of the day. So I hopped into bed and I closed my eyes, pulled the duvet over my head, and I just fell asleep. I had a big sleep for a few hours. And when I woke up, I actually still felt heavy. And that's unusual. I would usually feel a lot more sort of refreshed from that. And I was lying in bed, feeling really heavy, thinking, ugh, which became a cracking point for me. As I was lying in bed and I was looking out over the next 10 years, I could see what the heaviness was seeing the next 10 years of what we were experiencing just multiplied out year after year after year. 10 years of continuing to financially fund, 10 years of spending 3/4 of each year, you know, just really basically donating our time for something. And then also having to manage everything else outside of that. Like it was weighty. And I was like, I'm not prepared for that. And I said it out loud. I was like, nope, not having that. That was what was needed to actually stop, break the, like where things were rolling, and then be able to go, I see in like what's been playing out in my mind, and I'm not okay with that. That's not going to happen. So I lay there for like 20 minutes or something, just going, okay, cool, fucking wipe that slate clear for the future because I'm not having that. So if that's not going to happen, what are the options? What else is possible? And in that, that's when my mind was able to start looking at new pathways forward. And what I saw over the next little while lying in bed was a number of possibilities of how we can obviously continue the events because that's what we want to do, but how we can bring in a larger body of support to help support this so that it's not just two people carrying this for the next, you know, while to contribute to the community. If this is a community-based thing that's designed to make a difference in the community, then there needs to be a bigger body that comes in to support it with us. And so what I saw was the potential for funding. What I saw was the potential for communities to come on and help with us. What I saw was so many different pathways. But I had to get to that point of frustration and feeling the weight of that and then being squeezed into a new level of thinking, which essentially forced me to see new pathways. So that's essentially the conversations that we're in for future years. So it's a little bit too close in this year to bring those funding conversations in. So, you know, we've got this year, it's all good. But in terms of in the future moving forward, that's a level that we're looking at. Now, I want to paint a picture for you. I want you to imagine on one hand, if I was to continue to, or Hinari and I, for the next 10 years, we fund it, we get financially very impacted every year from it. We're exhausted each year. Not that we're going to do this, but I just want you to feel this with me, okay? We continue to be like really impacted, like it's exhausting. You kind of feel like this sort of self-sacrifice are constantly blah, blah, blah. Doesn't really feel like leadership. And this is what I want to paint on the other side of it. Really healthy, thriving leadership where we are a stand for something, where we have the vision for something, where we're committed to something. And then yes, we go all in on that. We commit to it, we close the back door and all the things. And yes, while that is unfolding, we're going to have moments where we are going through all sorts of stuff in that. And in that, we will come up against our leadership. We will, aka will come up against moments where we are really required to expand beyond that moment. But if we're standing in a place where we're valuing healthy, thriving leadership versus valuing this kind of self-sacrifice and like literally valuing that, like my badge of honor is how much I constantly overgive. And it kind of, if you can feel, sort of comes from a place of like martyrdom. That world on that side, the kind of over constant self-sacrifice as a chronic way of being, is completely unsustainable. And therefore, it's not conducive to really supporting a big vision to constantly grow and expand. When we're the leader or a conduit of a huge vision, we have to take care of where we're standing with that. We have to pay attention to it, because if it is accidentally creeping into a place that we're constantly self-sacrificing and just wearing the impact of something year after year after year, then that's something that we need to pay attention to and address, because the opportunity in it is to face that and require ourselves to go bigger. And what I mean by that is not just do more. I mean, think in new ways. What are the opportunities here? How can we think bigger? How can we rise above the situation and then see things from a much bigger level and see the possibilities and the opportunities and the different pathways that we were missing before, and really build some new pathways forward so that one, we're really stepping into our leadership at newer and newer and newer levels. And two, what we're actually up for and what we're actually creating is truly sustainable. So this is the point of my conversation here. And I think the reason why I wanted to bring it here is because I sort of came smack up against it, you know, a month or two ago. And I was sort of forced to look at things and then pop into new levels of thinking for myself in this. And then when I reflected, you know, at the end of the night, and I was like, fuck, because this was coming together quite fast for me in my head, and the connections on the inside were being connected quite rapidly. And I was like, oh my God, okay, I got it. I can see what I was doing. Like, I genuinely didn't see a pathway for anything else in my mind. And it was feeling heavy, and I was kind of carrying quite a load. And wow, I can see how a lot of people can do that. And I can see that. And then how it can unfortunately play out for years and years and years. Now, here's the cool thing. When we have a vision, when there's something we know that we want, we step in, we don't know what it's going to require of us. And that's where we need our leadership strapped on, like a big one. We need our leadership really strapped on firmly, because it is our leadership that will allow us to navigate powerfully through that phase. And honestly, navigating powerfully through something sometimes looks like cracking it in a moment and then dealing with what comes up in that moment of cracking open. So dealing powerfully with something doesn't mean you've always got a smile on your face. And I think that's sort of one of the things that I've been really frustrated with in the online space for so long, is that we're often just seeing a very one-sided picture of things. But that's not actually the reality of life, nor is it the reality of leadership, because our leadership gives us the capacity to deal with things that arise. And sometimes what's arising might be a breakdown. So how are we able to navigate through that breakdown? So, oh my goodness, I can hear the tone of my voice. I'm about to start ranting. Chuck it in reverse, Kate, back out of that rant. Okay, so anyway, we've got some new pathways forward, which are so freaking exciting. And just even in that, a few days later, I was feeling, after I was just really breathing life into these pathways and I started opening up some different conversations with some different people, and I was like, man, I just felt so much lighter. And things have felt progressively more and more and more lighter ever since. Now, does it mean that we're not showing up and doing all the things? No, of course not. Like, you know, there's still lots of levers to pull and lots of things to be done. But things feel lighter because we can deal with this year. But there's a new future. Oh, guess what the name of this podcast is? Lead a New Future. That's why, because that's what leadership is actually about. Leadership exists to have us leading a future that wasn't otherwise going to happen in the absence of our leadership. Because in life, what's going to happen, if you even just think for your life right now where things are at, is that we drift along in life. There is a drift. If you can just even think about now, where things are perhaps drifting in your life, might be you might be thinking about in your relationship, you might be thinking about even just within yourself or your health or your fitness, like there's a natural drift of where things are just heading. Or it might be in your business and in your career, like where are things just drifting? So if I have a look of where things were drifting a few months ago for me, there was like a drift, right? Leadership impacts the drift. Leadership is that thing that when we step into it, it will impact that, and we can course shift and literally create a new future for where we're heading, which is exactly what happened in the last few months for me. And that is leadership. And that's why this podcast is called Lead Our New Future, because that's actually what it stands for, is our ability to step into our leadership and alter the drift and head things into a new direction. Amen. Can I get an amen? Let's do it. Oh, really exciting thing, and I'll be able to share it in maybe in a week or two. But what actually happened a few weeks after that was I'm like that mum who's saying, open your Christmas presents early. Jeez. Which I have done a lot. So something really exciting has come as a opportunity for next year for The One. And it is beyond Henari and I's dreams. It's like, wow. We're going to be able to contribute in a country that, oh my God, can't wait to share it all with you. But The One is going very international over to the other side of the world next year. And it came through someone else who knows and sees what we're doing and has invited us to bring The One somewhere else. And the room will be filled for us. We will be stepping into a room to deliver The One 3 days of leadership development in a country that this kind of work is not the most common thing. And it's a freaking honour and privilege, and it's exactly in alignment with where Hen and I have been wanting this to go and the level of impact that we wanted to have, and yet we couldn't have foreseen this one originally. So yeah, I can't wait to actually finally be able to share that. I think I half unwrapped the Christmas present with you. So I'm not sure what you've gotten from this conversation, but I hope you got something. I hope you got on one level that, you know, validation of when we go through stuff in the back end with projects or different things. Like, it's so normal. No one is escaping life. Please know that. I hope also that maybe if you needed to hear that conversation around self-sacrifice and what potentially unhealthy self-sacrifice can look like. And in terms of, and you know, it can be a bit of a fine line, and you know, where do we draw that line? And I think it's something that we need to consider for ourselves, because yes, are we self-sacrificing for this? Yeah, absolutely we are. Is it unhealthy? Well, that depends. I think if it was unhealthy, as if it was something that was to continue year after year after year and we weren't to build new pathways, I think that would be unhealthy for us. And so I think it's something to consider. And I'm not coming here with a three-part process for you to, you know where that line is. I'm coming here with a conversation so you can really consider it for yourself and reflect into your own life. And maybe there's areas where you are self-sacrificing in an unhealthy way, and that it, you know, might be time to actually look at that for yourself and consider what would healthy leadership in that area actually look like. And maybe even just that new lens could possibly give you some new opportunities and some new see some new pathways forward. Yeah, so I hope you got something out of this. As always, I love hearing what people get out of these conversations. It's great to have a dialogue, not a monologue. So if you do want to come over into my Instagram DMs and share with me what you got out of this, I would love to hear it. My Instagram is at Kate Ruby Aroha. I'd love to hear from you. And if you are in Australia or New Zealand and you know that you would love to develop your leadership, now it might be that conversation around the drift that had you think about a certain area of your life. Well, that's actually what we're dealing with in the 3 days during the One Live event. And ticket prices are, honestly, they're so minuscule compared to what the actual event costs. And we've put them at that price purely because we don't want people priced out of the opportunity. And there is installment plans. Like, you know, we'll do just any kind of installment plan to have this be accessible for someone. Just contact me. Contact me in Instagram DMs and we can, you know, chat about some options. But we'd love to support you to get there. What's going to happen during these 3 days is going to expand your capacity to affect change in what matters to you. And that might be within your own personal life. And equally, it might be in professional life or in a bigger scale. But you'll get what matters to you. And that's what's really cool about that. And what's what we're really proud of. This is a very, I'd say it's a unique 3 days where you're not being spoken at. You're having your leadership development being facilitated. So the tickets are over at theoneliveevent.com. This is potentially, very potentially, the last year that we'll be doing this in Australia for a while at least. So because we've got some another country to go to next year. So, you know, do what it takes to get there, seriously. And the other thing is, like, because we've reduced the ticket price so much, you can use the extra money to put in for accommodation or flights. Or also, we're helping to pair people up for accommodation. So if you want an accommodation share with someone else to keep your tickets down, we're helping to facilitate that. To keep your prices down. We're helping to facilitate that as well. So that is something, you know, let's move the mountains, get there, because these 3 days will move the freaking needle for you in a significant way in what matters to you. All right, over and out. Great to hang out with you again, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening to the podcast. This is a reminder that if you're in Australia or New Zealand and you haven't yet got your tickets to the One, then go to the website now, find the location closest to you, and get it sorted. Early bird tickets will be ending soon.
Man, massive breakthroughs, like, unbelievable.
Having the balls to actually be myself and not run away from challenges that I've probably run away from in the past and take them head on.
It's taken me to another place. Yeah. I'm just not the same person that I was when I walked in.
If you get an opportunity to experience this event, do it for you and everyone around you.